Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome back to Busted Open. Dave LaGreca, and appearing live in studio, your United States champion, the one and only Bobby Lashley. Bobby, how are you this morning?
I'm fantastic.
Dude, you look good. I love the hat, by the way. GOAT, greatest of all time. Yes. I guess some people will call you one of the greatest of all time.
Should be. Should be in that conversation.
I agree. And you know what? I think when you look at your back at your career and what you've accomplished in your career, World Heavyweight Championships, United States Championships, some WrestleMania moments as well, when you reflect on your career, do you look back at it at all, or are you always looking forward?
I'm always looking forward. I always say that when I retire, that's when I'm going to sit back and look at everything. I think sometimes people get a little bit too caught up in what they did. Mm-hmm. And then they stop looking at what they can do and what the possibilities are. So I keep looking forward. And I always tell them, and I tell my kids this all the time, is when I retire, that's when I can sit back and I can tell all the stories of what I did and where I went. Because they don't see any of it. they come and watch me wrestle and everything like that. But I just sprinkle little stories to them here and there, but for the most part I'm always looking forward, because there's always something that I want to accomplish. I'm always setting goals on what I want to do next, so I don't have an opportunity to look back. But sometimes when I sit down, I'm like, I look back and I'm like, wow, there was a lot of stuff, and then I'm right back to moving forward.
Tonight's a big night, season premiere of Monday Night Raw, live in Brooklyn, New Jersey. Brooklyn, New York, at the bar. I'm sorry, I'm from New Jersey, so I have a thing about New York. But at the Barclays Center in New York. And this is a big night. You have a title defense against Seth Rollins. So this is one of those marquee moments that you're probably talking about, that one day you're going to look back at and being in front of a New York crowd defending your United States championship.
Yeah, absolutely. Seth Rollins is arguably one of the best wrestlers ever. And that's what excites me. I'm not one of those guys that are going to downplay my opponent. Seth is phenomenal. He's great. He's one of the best ever. So having an opportunity to get in a ring with him is going to be fun for me. I like to be able to have those kind of challenges with somebody as great as he is. So tonight's matchup, I'm looking forward to.
You know, you mentioned about how you don't really look back. That's going to be when your career is over, and kind of live in the moment and look ahead. But when you're in the moment, like tonight in front of that New York crowd, and New York crowds are special, you know, especially for the WWE. It's kind of like the flagship area for them. Do you take a moment when you're in the ring and kind of look around? Do you take in the moments as they happen?
100%. And I always tell people that because I started doing this, and it was a pivoting point of my fighting career, and just kind of thinking about everything. I'm like, man, if you think about it, the things that we do, like the match that I have, it's probably going to be maybe a 30-minute match or something like that. That is a blimp in my entire life. Tomorrow's gonna happen like that. I'm gonna be on a plane flying home tomorrow so quick that that little blimp in time is so small that we don't realize it, but we put so much attention to it and so much energy into it. So for me, when I get there, I'm like, man, I want this to stay still. I always go when I'm running around the ring, people see me running around the ring, I always go to the referee and I'm like, man, this is the greatest moment of your life. And they always look at me like, huh? I'm like, man, look at this. And I stop and I look around at all these people, like a packed stadium. I'm like, man, slow down. Let's take all this in. Because pretty soon, you know, I'm going to be home. I'm just going to be dad tomorrow. I'm going to be at the football game watching my son cheering him on. And they're going to be like, whoa, you had this amazing match with Seth the night before. I'm like, yeah. But right now, I'm here. So I always say when I have those opportunities to be in those places is just don't do anything. Sometimes I like to just stand. I start running around the ring. I'm jumping around like a little kid. People see me all the time. They're like, man, you can honestly tell that this man loves what he does. And I do. I love every minute of it.
You're having fun.
Yeah. Even the bad parts, man. Sometimes, you know, I've heard people go into a little bit of depression because somebody's saying something on Twitter or they're dogging him on Instagram or something like that. I'm like, I don't care. I like everything about what I'm doing. I love the bad days, the good days, everything. I love it.
You know what? When I talk to a lot of performers, a lot of entertainers, and a lot of wrestlers on this show, the social media always comes up, and people buy into social media a lot. Obviously, it's a good vehicle for promotion, but there's so much negativity on social media. Is it best just to like, all right, I'm going to put something up quick for my fans, but you know what? I'm not reading these comments. I'm not going to let it bother me.
That's me. Without giving that away, I don't even do all of my social media. I'm an Instagram person. Like, I like to post pictures every once in a while. And then, you know, I go through and I read some of the positive comments, and some of those people send me some DMs and they're, you know, saying positive things, and I talk back and forth with them. I met some really cool people through social media. But for the most part, I go on there and I don't really care. You know, sometimes there's those comments like, follow me. And it's like some bot site that they're trying to go to get you to go to some porn channel or something like that. There's so many I guess, what do you call them, like fake profiles out there, and you never know where it's coming from. So if you let yourself feed into the negativity that you don't even know who it is, it could be some little kid that's like, oh, I want to see if I can get under Bobby Lashley's nerves, or see if Bobby Lashley can fight with me or something like that, so they can have it. Some are just guys that are in the locker room that just are not getting their opportunity, that want to bring you down. So there's so many different people that could be on there, so it's not even worth my time fighting some of these people. I'm like that annoyingly positive person. Like, I wake up in the morning, I listen to motivational stuff, and throughout the day, I'm always in a good mood. Always in a good mood. So.
And you fought to get where you are. I mean, what, it's been now, I think, over four years since you've been back now with the WWE in New Orleans, that Monday Night Raw right after WrestleMania. Yeah. And, like, here you are. I mean, really, if you look at Monday Night Raw, you're the face of Monday Night Raw. Roman Reigns right now is world champion, is on a different type of schedule. Absolutely. And he's mostly on SmackDown, and you're United States champion. So kind of, it seems like Monday Night Raw is your show.
It is. It is. And that's what we had to fight about. And that's what we're fighting about tonight, too, because you're on this play. But I say that with all sincerity, because I think there's a lot of people that are in that position. I love our roster right now. And that's what made me exciting about winning the United States title. You know, I had Ali last week. Mm-hmm. Ali's a guy that's kind of been overlooked a little bit, but he is phenomenal. Great wrestler. Great mind in the business, and he's hungry. Every day when it comes in, he's had different ideas. He's like, I want to do this. So you have him. You have, like, Riddle that's on fire right now. You have Seth Rollins that is he Seth friggin' Rollins?
Yep.
He's great. Across the board. And some of my favorite, well, not favorites, but some of my closest friends, even favorites, the Hurt Business, you know, MVP's there with Omos and Shelton Benjamin, still doing his stuff. Cedric's there. Like to bring that group back together at some point in time. But there's so many highly talented people on that, from Chad Gable and Otis down there. There's, and I don't want to leave out any names because, you know, there's so many people. Edge is there, Rey Mysterio, his son. There's so many talented people on there. So I think we're all the face of it. I'm one of the prominent figures on it because I am the champion. But I think that there's so many people that you could say are the face of Raw. It depends on how you're looking at it.
And I'm glad you mentioned that match with Ali, because we haven't seen Ali on TV a lot. But, you know, they always talk about, you know, going over and getting over. Even in a loss, he really shined in that match. Got a lot of TV time, got the fans behind him. And now that's somebody that you need to pay attention to.
Absolutely.
And a lot of that is being in the ring with you. And even though in a losing effort, still gave a valiant effort.
Absolutely. He's hungry. And I like that. When he's hungry, I was like, I got Ali. I said, does this kid want to die? He's coming to the ring with me. Does he want to die? But at some point in time, you can only go and fight so long. And he's been fighting so long just to get that opportunity. He's bringing in different ideas. He's like, you know what? I'll fight Bobby. Nobody else wants to fight him because Bobby will crush somebody. but he went out there, and it was such a great story that match told. It told somebody like him that just refused to give up. And that's what the wrestling business is about.
Yeah.
Me coming back, And I came back at 42 and I didn't want to give up. Like the whole time when I was training and I was fighting MMA in between the time from my first run to the second run, I was like, I'm coming back. And everybody was like, I don't think so. You know, they're only hiring people that are 20 years old to go into NXT and then work their way up. And I was like, I'm coming back. I think I have a lot of potential. I have a lot to give to the show. So I'll be back. So it's, I feel that story. I understood this story. I understood what he was going through. It was like that fight, that want to be that guy. You know, some people don't. Some people just come to work and they're like, I'll go eat catering. And if they tell me to do something, I'll go do it and I'm going to go home. But there's some people on our roster that are very hungry, like Ali, and across the board, there's a lot of people out there that just want to be seen. They have a lot of potential. They have a lot to show. They have a lot to give to the show. So, man, moving forward, it's going to be exciting watching the show.
Yeah, and that's why I have to give so much credit to you and the rest of the roster and all the performers in the WWE. Because you have to be hungry. You're going to have to want that spot. You're going to have to, you got to go out there and entertain. You have to stay physically fit. I mean, look at you, man. You're a monster. You look fantastic. Like, how do you go into a ring, put on a competition, entertain the crowd, keep yourself in such great physical condition, do all the traveling that you need to do? How are you able to, and be a family man, be a dad? How do you find the time to do all that?
I was talking about this earlier today, and just so that I don't misquote myself, there was a quote that I put, and I love the quote. And it was, a true soldier fights not but because what he hates in front of him, but because he loves what's behind him. So with that being said, I go out there with this mentality of, I got kids and all the fans and everybody that believe in me, that have been going behind me, from military, from just a single father, just everything that I've done. I have so many people that are cheering for me. And when I go into the arenas now, you know, I start hearing that Bobby chant, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. I'm like, damn, these people are behind me. So that's what I fight for. The little bumps and bruises and everything that we go through and the hunger. People ask me where I get my motivation. It's because of all these people behind me. My kids, they want to know how dad did. You know, I got to defend the title tonight. Tomorrow morning, they're going to be asking, hey, dad, how was it? My son's going to be pulling it up. He's like, I got all the highlights, you know, that's, he's amazing, watching and everything like that. So that's what I do it for. And I have the capability of doing it. And I feel good. The hunger's still there. Once I lose that, that's time we start looking into retirement. But right now, I have the hunger. There's so many big matchups that I want to have moving forward. Bray just came back.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's incredible. Yeah. Never did anything with him before. Roman's at the top of his game, you know, and there's a lot of other guys throughout the roster that I haven't had like real feuds with that I'd love to be able to get in the ring and do something with. So I have so much motivation going forward that I think that there's just so many great matchups that I can get into.
Do you get nervous at all before a match? Like tonight you're facing Seth Rollins. Do you get nervous at all, butterflies, before you get into the ring?
No, because there's no reason to. I mean, if there was a reason to, I guess I do so much mental work. Like I said before, I'm that ridiculously over motivational and happy person. So I always look at things in a very positive way. So there's nothing that can happen that's going to be negative with that match.
Okay.
Nothing, in my opinion. I mean, I'm going out there in the Barclays Center. Like, that's going to be something that I can always say. In New York, in front of it's going to be a packed crowd. It's going to be a sold out crowd. It always is up here. So, you know, I'm on there with the 25th anniversary of DX. You know, everybody that's coming in there. At one point in time, I took myself away from being Bobby Lashley. And I wanted to just tell the guys, I was like, man, I'm in the ring with Seth freaking Rollins. You know, if I'm not Bobby Lashley, like, I'm not Bobby Lashley now, I'm just regular Joe. I have an opportunity to wrestle Ali. I had an opportunity to wrestle Ciampa, which is at the top. Being in the ring with The Miz, being like all these different people. If I pull myself away from being Bobby Lashley for a second and just looked at that from a regular standpoint of anybody else, a wrestler that's just starting out, if they had the opportunity to be in the ring with some of the people that I've been in, man, it's a dream come true. And it still is for me because I put myself in that area. Yes, I know who I am. I know what I'm capable of doing, and I know what status I am in the wrestling business. But sometimes I just humble myself and bring myself down to day one and saying, man, I was in a ring with Batista, Cena, The Undertaker, Kane, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, Austin Theory, And then the list, Finn Balor, and the list goes on, man. And it's incredible. And I think when we get into that business so much and we just not think about anything, we don't understand how blessed we are and how great life is to be able to do it. So like I'm saying tonight, I'm in the ring with Seth Rollins in the Barclays Center. There is not an absolute thing that can put me in a negative mood about that.
And you mentioned DX, and that's going to be an awesome moment to see DX back in New York City, like you said, in front of a crowd like we're going to see tonight. When you look at, say, DX, Hall of Famers, you know, been there, done that. You've been there, done that. Do you start thinking about your legacy, like how people are going to be remembering you once you decide to end your career?
Yeah, absolutely. I think my legacy is going to be, it's going to be who I am, not as far as what I did. I accomplished a bunch, but I think a lot of people are going to know me from who I am. Like, you're not going to find anywhere online that I'm trash talking to anyone. I just don't do it. I want everybody to succeed. I want everybody to be on the top. Bad guy, good guy. I always think that everybody that made it to the point of being a WWE superstar is a huge accomplishment. So they should be commended. I think a lot of times, like I said this before, because I fought for years. I think in MMA in the United States, it's a little bit, we're trying to lose the mentality of what fighting's about. So when you have fighters come here in the United States, a lot of times you see them fighting and you're like, I love that guy. If he gets knocked out, then like, he's the worst fighter in the world. So it's a different kind of mentality moving into those fights. Guys are not opening up as much. They're playing it safe. Even when I did it, I was like, man, I love to throw my hands. I love to box. I love to swing. But every time when I went in there, I was like, take him down. Okay, keep him down on the ground and finish him down on the ground because I don't want to mess up. Whereas in some countries, win or lose, these guys are like celebrities. They're not celebrities. They're celebrated. Let's say that. They applaud both fighters, the winner and the loser, because it's the fight that's what matters. And that's what we are doing now. We got to look at it. It's a fight that matters. And that's what I'm big on. It's like, I have respect for everybody in this wrestling business, from the guys that just started and took their first bump to some of these guys that have main evented WrestleMania. This wrestling business is an incredible world. And I'm so excited about being a part of it that, I mean, I have just respect, admiration, and I love everything about it.
You know, you said something interesting about MMA, and that is, like, everybody loves a certain fighter, and once that fighter loses, it's like, all right, he's trash. He's yesterday's news. It's so crazy, because I remember when I was a young kid watching boxing, if a fighter lost, you actually cheered for him. All right, we want to see him have that opportunity, you know, build himself back up, have that opportunity again where he can win that. It seems like now it's like, man, you lose one fight in MMA, it's like your career's over. It's crazy.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be like that. We got to start celebrating it. And if you celebrate the fighters for going in there and doing it, you're going to get better fights. Mm-hmm. If I go in there with just like, you know, if I win, I win. If I lose, I lose. But I know that I want to win. So I go in there and just throw everything out. Like, I'm throwing caution to the wind, swinging. I'm taking those risks. People would be more apt to do that if they knew that if I get caught, then my whole career is over. And I was fighting one time, and I was in an organization, and I was getting paid quite a bit for fights. And a lot of things happened before, but I didn't win. And then after the fight, the promoter came to me and he was like, all right. And they offered me the pay for my next fight. And it was like a fraction of what I got. And I was like, am I not the same person? Like, why did it change? Like, well, because. I was like, you guys picked me up and you guys paid me because I had the WWE behind me.
Your name, so I'm your star.
It's the same name value. So the same name value is going to go no matter what. So why are you going to do that? Why would you do that? And that's what takes the business into a whole different realm, because guys are like, I can't lose, because if I lose, then everybody's going to hate me. I get paid less and my career is over and I got to go start selling cars.
It's just a weird mindset that I never really understood. Like, you did MMA and then you wrestled in TNA, where I thought in TNA you really got fantastic on the microphone. I really kind of saw you build your confidence. I could be wrong, but I felt that, like, you really got confident, especially on the microphone. Then you get back to the big stage of the WWE. What lessons did you learn in that time away from the WWE that you use now?
I think a little bit of it is no fear, because it's hard to write for Bobby. Mm-hmm. Because when I originally came in, when I first came into the wrestling business, it was based on my look. I should have been like, I beat you to pool, you know, that's what they expected me to look like, this big black dude, bang on my chest. But then some of the people that got to know me a little bit more, they were like, wait a minute, Bobby's a little different. Bobby's like the nicest guy you'll meet. However, he can murder you if he wanted to. So it's like a different kind of character. So when I first came in, it was like hard-hitting, soft-spoken. I mean, that's me. I'm a quiet person. I know what I can do. I don't need to push my weight around or anything like that. I'm confident in what I can do, and that's my character. When I went there before, I was grabbing the microphone. I was just having fun, and they were in, and I had people writing for me. They weren't saying, all right, I want you to say this, 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 and then look at it, and I was like, so this guy's going to come up and shove me and slap me, and I'm supposed to say, doggone it, I'm going to get you later. That's just not what I would do. So, I think it, just to have the ability to be yourself was the thing that I just, I took with me when I left and I came back. That, and then just being comfortable. And it was like one of those things where you can't do wrong if you feel that it's right. So sometimes you can't just go by what is supposed to happen. You got to go by what you feel. And that's what I started doing. I started feeling things as opposed to just like forcing it down people's throat. So I think that was like the big change with me. And people wanted to see something with me, so I gave it to them.
I love it. What's left for you to accomplish? You've done so much in your career. Do you have like a bucket list left before you send off?
Yeah, I need to win a tag title. I think that's okay. The only thing that I need to put in the career. It's a tag title. Universal title also. I haven't got that. I got the WWE title, but not the Universal title. So those are two titles that I would like to be able to hunt and go after. But then, like I said before, it's a lot of the people that have opportunity to be in the ring with. There are certain people that I want to have a little bit of a feud with or have an opportunity to get in the ring with. So there's a list of names there that I haven't. And I'd like to put all those people on the way. And it's not win or lose. It's just have an opportunity to get in the ring with them.
Well, you're here in New York City. I'm glad that you took the time out to come and visit us. I really appreciate it. Tonight, Monday Night Raw, the season premiere of Monday Night Raw in New York City in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. And, of course, we're going to have your United States champion going up against, as you said, one of the best in the world, Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Bobby, thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.